Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. PADAC Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, include Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. And the Huron County Board of Commissioners yesterday addressed significant local development concerns, with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources, a one-year moratorium on data centers and potentially wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the peninsula county and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. In other news, community members advocated for the renewal and potential increase of senior millage, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals in 2025. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February 18, 2026. Additionally, the Safety Committee is developing ballot language for a public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. And a 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures towards the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at the Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment, with bond set at $75,000 as the case moves forward in court. When we come back after this Jake's Plumbing sponsor message, we'll get to more actually national and regional news.
When your furnace can't keep up and the chill starts creeping in, upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox heating system from the trusted professionals at Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe. Lennox systems deliver reliability, innovation, and energy savings that help you stay warm without burning through your wallet. Keep your comfort high and your costs low. Call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe to install a new Lennox heating and cooling comfort system for your home or business, keeping you cozy all winter long.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Ubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox Heating and Cooling Systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our regional news in Alpena Township, a 23-year-old Northern Michigan man is facing multiple felonies, including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, after his vehicle reportedly collided with an oncoming car, killing two people nearly 2 years ago in Alpena County. Michigan State Police troopers first responded to the fatal crash on March 11, 2024, on U.S. 23 near Partridge Point Road in Alpena Township. The initial investigation, police said, alleged a Dodge Ram pickup truck driven by Devin Matthews, then aged 21, with two passengers, crossed the center line and struck a northbound Chevrolet Avalanche SUV. A 19-year-old passenger of the pickup was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, while the driver of the SUV, a then 28-year-old Osinecki man, later died at the hospital. Matthews and the other passenger were also hospitalized for serious injuries. At the time, police said a witness reported seeing the Ram speeding and weaving through traffic prior to the crash. According to Alpena County District Court records, charges were filed Sunday, January 25th, and Matthews was arraigned on 10 charges on Monday, January 26th. His bond was set at $100,000 cash or surety. Matthews is next scheduled to appear in court for a probate or probable cause hearing on February 3rd and an examination on February 11th. And in our national news, Amazon is cutting about 16,000 jobs in a latest round of tech industry layoffs. Beth Galletti, a senior vice president, announces Wednesday in a blog post. The reductions follow October's layoffs of 14,000 workers. U.S.-based staff will have 90 days to find a new role internally. Those unsuccessful or uninterested will receive severance pay, outplacement services, and health insurance. Galletti said Amazon will continue hiring in strategic areas. These cuts are Amazon's biggest since 2023, when 27,000 jobs were cut. Amazon's workforce doubled during the pandemic, but has since been reduced. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb.